Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm very curious, Joe, your thoughts on this. Because, and great job by Rich Cimini, who always does a fantastic job covering the Jets. He got an interview with Mark Astino where
I saw this about the Strahan sack, about the record.
Yeah, and has been brutally honest in this interview with Rich about how he thinks the record is taken.
But here's the problem I have with this.
Go ahead.
Okay. Why did he not say that when it happened? He was on the field to congratulate Strahan when he broke the record.
He said that his advancing age and his recent battle with colon cancer have changed his perspective on life and that he's being honest now. It's as simple as that. Because it's a very fair question to ask, why now?
Here's the problem.
That's his answer.
Well, here's the problem I have with the whole thing. How can I blame Strahan gets blamed for this when he didn't do anything wrong?
Well,
what is Strahan supposed to do if our good buddy, the great Brett Favre, the Mr. Football, decides he wants to sit down and give him the record?
Well, a couple of things here. First of all, he never in this interview where he said it's my record, I believe
I've been lying for a long time.
He never said, damn you, Michael Strahan. He said, it's my record. He's not ripping Michael Strahan. He's saying, it's my record with the way it was done. I agree with you. I don't blame Strahan for it.
Right.
But nevertheless, he looks at the record, which a lot of people do, by the way, as not real.
Yeah. I don't really care. I mean, it's a record, big deal. I mean, he probably doesn't even have the record because if you go back to go back to Deacon Jones, how many sacks did he have when they weren't counting sacks, as a record?
But for him,
I can't get nuts over it. And I love Gastineau, but I can't get nuts over this.
I respect that he's honest about it
now.
And I believe the age thing. And I believe him not being healthy matters. I believe that's a factor.
Okay.
I believe that's real.
Okay.
And I believe that because he said, look, I was being a nice guy and being good
sport. I think a couple guys actually have tied the record, too. Have also had 22 since
then.
Yeah,
I think so.
A couple guys.
But I have no problem with him admitting that.
That's
I think
fine.
We all have to admit that Brett Favre took a dive.
Did he
not? Okay. So if we took...
It's another thing that Brett Favre did that, and again, he gets praised for everything he ever did as a football player.
Right.
And he caused controversy for no reason.
But if we
He cheapened... Michael Strahan's record.
He did.
That's what he did.
He opened up questions like this.
Right. And Strahan, unfortunately, is like the victim here.
No, Michael did nothing wrong.
Of course he did.
And I don't think Gastineau said anything about Strahan doing anything wrong. But he's saying the record isn't real. Is the record real? Did Brett take a dive?
Of course he did.
So then why is the record real?
This is something that, I'm not a guy that gets crazy about records in football, except the wins and losses. These are the things that matter to me. Does a sack record really matter? No. And the record probably is, like I said, it probably isn't even that, because Deacon Jones probably has.
No, I get that, but I think for him, I understand why he's annoyed about it.
Okay.
And it's like everything we talk about with the Astros or the home run record. Everybody's
I get he's older. I get he had health issues. I still would feel better about it if he was upset when it happened.
He didn't want to be honest then. I got to defend him on that.
He didn't want to be
honest. No, because he comes across like a baby if he does it then. He's realizing at an older age, you know what? I'm just going to be honest about how I feel.
Okay.
Why do I have to be a good sport? I actually respect that.
All right, well.
But to your point, I don't personally care about the NFL sack record.
No, I mean, I really don't.
But... the reason why I have an opinion on it is because we talk so much about records, and we talk so much about
This goes back to Brett Favre. I mean,
Mr.
the greatest football player. He was so great. Oh my God! But it's okay because it's Brett being Brett. It's Brett. Don't worry about it. Right?
No, I agree, that's the guy
you should be getting killed here.
I agree with you.
Brett Favre.
The real bad guy in this whole thing is Brett.
Oh, we just do another pick in an NFC title game. Oh, but it's okay. But it's Brett. He just threw another pass behind his back. Oh, it's so cute. It's Brett throwing it. Give me a break. Can I throw up now?
You're like Kendrick thinking about Kyrie Irving.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here's the bottom line.
Go ahead.
You don't agree with Gastineau, but Brett Favre makes you sick. That's our conclusion
that's
of this
exactly,
whole story.
And really, it all comes down to him.
Of course
it
does.
That's what Gastineau should be throwing his venom at, Brett Favre. Nobody does. Nobody talks about it. The reason that we're even having this discussion is because of one guy, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Mr. Football.
He tried to do a nice thing, apparently. But think
he
about
caused it. Havoc for no reason.
If a guy, I don't know how you'd feel about this, so I really am just asking. A guy grooves a pitch to a guy trying to break a home run
record.
Well,
I've seen it happen.
That.
Denny McClain did
but
it to Mickey Mantle.
But that's different because that was a collective thing he was getting to anyway. I don't think that's the same thing. He was getting to 500.
I see what you're saying. 536 it was.
Was that the one he gave
up? Yeah,
no, I
put him past. Actually, I think it was 535. It's the one that put him ahead of Jimmy Fox.
But he was going to get there anyway. No, he was passing double X either way.
Okay.
Okay, so if it's the last game of the year.
Right.
And a guy's about to hit the 73rd home run. And he says, you know what? Blank Barry Bonds. And he says, I'm going to groove this. And right. He admits it after the game. I grooved it. I threw him a fat one because I right. wanted Bonds' record gone. What would you think of the new home run record?
Well, I still think it's a little different because you still got to hit the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to the guy.
Yeah, this
the
one's even worse.
The quarterback just lying
right.
down.
You're right.
He's
Graham
lying
just had a triple
down. I mean, he didn't. Right. I mean, there was nothing he had to do. I mean, still, at least if you're grooving a pitch, you still got to hit the damn ball.
All right, what if all the fielders said,
right?
We're not going to
field agree with
it?
This?
No, I do agree with it. All the fielders said, we're going to let him get it inside the park. Oh,
come
run.
On. Now you're getting
what?
Out of hand.
But this is sort of out of hand, bro. A quarterback, and I'm not mad about it. I'm just expressing
right,
it.
Right.
A quarterback said, I'm going to go down and give you a record.
Oh, it's terrible.
I get why Gastineau's ticked off about it.
Okay, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be ticked off about it. But I'm saying that the guy that should be getting the heat here is Favre.
He is,
and
from
it
us.
Makes Strahan, and Strahan is like a victim here.
Yeah, Strahan did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong.
No, I
what
agree
are you
with
supposed
you
to do? Not touch him? I right. mean, what are you supposed to do?
No, I agree with that.
I mean, and only got, well, and I.
No, I agree with
Brett
you.
Brett Favre does, it strikes again.
It all comes back
oh,
to
my
him.
God. He just found, what's his name, Webster for another pick.
Corey Webster.
Corey Webster with the Giants, right?
Oh, baby. All right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's so funny.
But it's Brad. It's okay.
Yeah, it's Brad.
Lovable
Brad. Yeah,
it's Brad. He was the best ever. Top 10 ever to play the game, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.